I believe we are being sold a lie that we need to deteriorate over time. Anti-aging is in our face every day. People are afraid and ashamed of not being young. While aging is inescapable, I believe we can improve as we age. Join me, Belle Carter, as I go on a journey of self-optimization in all areas of life: mental, physical, emotional, financial, and spiritual. Let's get hacked as. Hello, hackers. Today's episode is basically a letter to a teenage me. So you might be wondering, like, Belle, how the heck is this hacked as? Because I think it's important to face the way we acted when we were teenagers and the way we were. And also, if a teenager were to happen to listen to this podcast, oh my God, F yes, I would be so happy. Because when I look back at teenage me, oh, I feel so much pity for teenage me. I do. Oh my goodness. So the reason I thought of this is because that we actually have a work experience girl in at work at the moment. And she's actually, I would say she's quite confident, can like compared to what I was at her age, but I can still see the insecurity there, and it just makes me feel like, oh my goodness, I just wish I could just hold you and tell you everything's gonna be okay, because oh my God, being a teenager is whack. Like, it's one of the worst times. Well, for me, listen, it was like I was so insecure. Okay, and I was actually thinking about it today. I reckon teenage me would have went swimming like a handful of times in like my whole teenage years. Because going swimming for a teenage girl is not just going swimming. There is so many things to consider. Who's going to be there? And that will make or break the possibility of you going. But then it's not just like about your body size, one thing. There's your body size to consider, which to a teenage girl is normally never what they want. And then like, oh, you're so, like for me, fair skin, like, oh my gosh, my skin is way too fair, I'll stand out, I'll look like a white sheet, I'll look like a ghost. Or even worse, like adding to that is like hair, because I had fair skin and dark body hair. So I'm just like, oh my God, what if I miss some like shaving? And then also because I don't know, it doesn't actually so blessed I just realized this, but it doesn't happen anymore. But I used to get so spotty all over my legs all the time. It was just horrible. It's like permanent heat rash. But now I've just realized I don't get it anymore. So you see what happens when you don't have a problem? You don't even think about it anymore. It's crazy. So teenage me pretty much never went swimming. I even cancelled going to the reef. Like, the reef. The Great Barrier Reef. With some friends. Because my legs weren't waxed. My mum didn't have money for me to get a waxing appointment. And I didn't want to shave, because the waxing lady told me if I shave, then that ruins everything. So I just didn't go. I just didn't go because I didn't want anyone to see my legs. Isn't that horrible? Like, oh my goodness. I could actually remember this time, like look back on that memory and, you know, may have had a great day. But because I didn't, I don't even know what I did on that day. It's totally lost. So when I look at people who are insecure, I just feel so sorry. I just like, oh my gosh, I know the pain you are feeling, darling, and I just want to take it all away. I don't know how to take it away. I just, for me, there just came a point in my life when I was so tired of missing out on things. I couldn't be bothered anymore to care so much about what everyone thought of me, about what I was wearing, the shape of my body, or if my hair, if I was shaved or not, or if my skin was fair or not, or if my voice was too whatever. Like, oh my goodness, I just see that. And whenever I see someone like pulling their t-shirt down, like self-consciously over themselves, oh, my heart aches for them. Because I remember being like that. Like, I used to buy clothes that were too big for me because in my mind, that's the size that I saw myself. I remember my brother saying to me, you don't need to be buying that size. Like, jeans that I bought one time. I was like, what? Oh my goodness, I wish I could go back and help my teen self. But, you know, I just wish that when I was a teenage girl, I had someone older than me not my mother, not my family, just someone who was a friend, who maybe even family would be okay if it was like a auntie or a cousin or something, who would just like tell me it's all going to be okay, and that they felt like that too, and they don't need to keep feeling that way, and like there's things you can do, like you can actually take better care of yourself, like put better food into your body, because you know when you're a teenager sometimes you're just so slack, you don't take proper care of yourself, you don't have a skincare routine, you don't have an exercise regime, you don't eat properly, you don't sleep properly. Like, it's no wonder you're just a bloody mess when you're a teenager. You hardly take care of yourself. You're too busy worrying about what everyone else thinks or trying to hang out with your friends and trying to look cool to everyone. And I just want to tell you that, do you know what? You're going to go past your teen years and you're going to come out the other side and you're going to realize that none of that stuff mattered. Like, really, school is like a blimp of your life. Like, it's so small. Hopefully it's just a small part of your life. But when you come out of it, you realize that none of that matters anymore. Most of the friends that you had in school lose touch and you don't see them ever again, or rarely. Slowly it happens. I'm so sorry if that makes you upset. But it normally happens gradually and it doesn't hurt so much because you get busy and they get busy and then you get new friends and they get new friends and life just happens like that. So even if anything embarrassing happened to you in school, the people who the witnesses are not even there anymore to testify. So basically what I want to say is that don't put your life on pause just because you think that other people are judging you. Because so much of the time, like, I can't remember any of my friends' flaws in school. Because I wasn't even thinking about them. I was too busy worrying about myself to even notice them. To me, they were all just perfect and I wanted to be as cool as all of them. But maybe to them, I was cool. I don't know. I don't know about that. But it doesn't really matter anyway, whether what they thought of me or not. Because I've grown so much since then, they wouldn't recognize the person I am now. And I feel like I'm more myself because I finally stopped worrying so much about what everyone else thought of me and what everyone else wants for me. And I do the things that I want to do. So I just want you to, I know it's really hard when you're a teenager and you're worrying so much about what everyone thinks. And there's a lot of pressure on you, especially these days. There's so much pressure on kids to look the part. Especially because of social media being such a huge part of their lives. Like, people at school were only starting to get iPhones, like, when I was in grade 11. So it really wasn't much of a thing. Like, we didn't have to worry about people posting pictures of us on social media of weird shit that we did in the daytime or whatever. Like, that just didn't really happen. So there's a lot of pressure on kids these days, and I feel so sorry. But to my teenage self, I would just say, you have no idea how cool you are and how much cooler you will be when you start to actually do the things that you want. Because I know that there's a desire in you to speak up and speak out and say those jokes loudly and talk to those people and make friends with those people. And you are good enough for that. You are so good enough for that. You are more than enough. I remember in school totally feeling so, so, so not good enough. Just feeling ugly and fat and stupid and invisible. That was my poor teenage me. But I was none of those things. When I look back at pictures of myself from then, I wasn't. I was a lovely girl who wasn't fat and who wasn't ugly. And I know what was going on in the head of that teenager, and she had some funny and great things to say, but she kept them all bottled up because she was afraid. So teenager, I see you, and just know that it gets better. My God, life is so much better. It gets so much better. And it might take time. but it is going to get so much better. Guys, what would you say to your teenage self? Think about that. And when you see other teenagers around, have some compassion, because they've got it rough these days. Everything is documented. How rough is that? God. So have some compassion and reach out to a teenager. If you've got one around you, reach out to them. Those poor things. There's so much pressure on them. Hey, thanks for tuning in. I hope you've learned a hack or two today. If you like what you're hearing, you know what to do. Like, subscribe, rate, comment, share, depending on where you're listening. If you have any questions for me or any of the guests you hear on the show, send them to hackedasradio.com for a chance to be featured. Remember, your best days don't need to be behind you.